seems the day you've been waiting for has finally arrived. You've done well in my care. Yes, I suppose it is more capture. Still, you've learned quickly. You are hardly that weak creature that entered my vision all those months ago. So, did you run to warn me? Or to carry out my devastation yourself? The circumstances suit you. You've only been here half a year. But the strength you've gathered shines in the dark. I suppose you feel I've been the one to hold you to the shadows. You are partially correct. You hate me if I tell you I'm proud. Foolish town folk. Don't they know to attack during sunlight? Don't they remember all the lives they've sent me in the past? Surely you do. I only mean you should think carefully about the people you return to. Volunteered? On what basis? A choice. But I hadn't taken him, had I? Your brother has never set foot in this castle. The others? Yes. Perhaps had they your skill set, they could have better preserved their longevity. You did not survive purely due to my kind nature. Do not think otherwise, or are you truly the fool your people believed you to be? Do you think they'll welcome you back? After having been in my captivity for so long, how far do you believe their trust extends? Even if you are the one to plunge that stake into my heart, you will never be free of their judgment. Do not forget, human, that the fear that drives them to storm the sky and they knew. The moon had fallen into its blood dive again, and those cowards knew. Is that what you wish? You back away. Haven't you considered it? I know you dream of it, even as you lie awake at night. You crave the feeling of uprooting expectations, proving your worth. You wish for the strength to fulfill your own desires. It is not a difficult thing to read. Most creatures desire for things they currently do not possess. Or even ones that they do. I hope you do not take it as an insult when I say I am offering much more than you have to give. I'm critiquing the limits of the human condition, not yourself. Although, you have surprised me. Your resilience has been a refreshing change to the usual circulation of bodies this castle has seen. I thought you were done for many times. This is the final trial. My execution. Will you be satisfied then? You have earned your place. There is no other direction you'd rather pursue. Fine. Then cut me down. Slow. Weak. You believe your will to be greater than my sheer might. I asked you to prove it. You disappoint me. And you shouldn't. You wanted this. Why look so surprised? Didn't you think I wouldn't defend myself at your expense? Are you so feeble in your ambition? Why do you hesitate? Plunge it in. You will have to be swift. You will need all your power to reach my heart. What a shame it would be to bleed all over this rug and have nothing to show for it. Especially since you cleaned it so thoroughly last week. You wish me dead. But you wish for the strength to kill me. Is everything I have done not enough of a reason? Allow me to provide some motivation. Don't you want to kill me? I assure you it will become easier after this. All I've wanted is since the moment you appeared in my case. Do you know why you survived so long? Because you continue to impress me. I nearly killed you many times. Even now. Holding back is an arduous task. Should I just kill you? And be done with it? On your knees. Don't make me say it twice. Take off those robes. Take them off. Very good. And you shudder at my touch. You are about to become heavily acquainted with wrists. You want to attack me in my own home? You must be willing to reap the consequences. Although I'm sure you'd consider them rewards. All those nights, fighting the urge to give in, to carry yourself through the hallways to my chamber, to relinquish your needs to me. Now, tell me, did you imagine? Molding yourself into me. Starting a fire in my body to reclaim the warmth you've missed. Would I kiss you back? Or would you picture yourself resisting to the end? Delivering what I've craved while denying the truth to yourself. Even as you give in to my hands and mouth. What a respectable man. A whore of the highest virtue. You know I do not admit others within my walls so easily. Not without a trade-off. You have paid yours. Unless you wish another sacrifice. Your honor for a taste of incentive. Uh-huh. dove into it so quickly. Almost as if you had been waiting. I do not think you are as breakable as you fear, despite my earlier proclamations. You can handle my weight, and you will find however much breath it takes. No, it's so disagreeable would be using their mouth the way you are. Oh, so filthy. Greedy. Throw you against the wall and show you the true meaning of being in my attendance. I've watched your eyes take me in. Does my figure please you? Has it kept me from your violent urges? Or has it brought them to a new level? Desperately wishing to lick between my thighs until you find the spot that makes me mute like a kitten. Does it destroy you at night? During your every waking, distracted moment? When your eyes glaze over. When you wish to rot like a bitch in heat, is the punishment the very desire itself?
Very good for a dog. Do you like that? Headbats. Good boy. Very good. Oh, yes. Excellent. Until you can drive that stake through my heart, you will be used as your own divine inspiration. Do you feel strong enough to do it yet? Pathetic. These need to come off. Now, what did I say? No squirming. You will wait. And you will accept what it is that you have wrought. Use your hands. Grab me wherever you wish. I cannot say the placement surprises me. You were not very good at hiding your case. Try as you might. Oh, lamb. You've coveted so much. Does it humiliate you? This is what you've wanted. And it's so very against your nature. At least the one they tell you they have. But listen to yourself. Listen to the sounds our bodies make. you can hear it over your own bones. Oh. Your windpipe. All the sins bleed out with the rest of you. Just another wet spot on the floor. Oh, don't tempt me. Please, what? Your life? Your sanity? More? How shocking. Oh! Your soul on the line, isn't it? Fight against my ravaging if you wish. It will be the only comforting retrospective, as you still will have made me calm. Even as it buries your seed of hatred inside me. Deep inside. Yes. Has certainly strengthened your core, hasn't it? A delightful difference I've made, I think. Harder, harder. Pitiful dog. Tell me. I'll find your strength, Pet. Huh? because you would not have. Remember what I said. I would never trust you again. So this is your incentive. I have offered you the strength to carry through. When I am gone, you will have seen many things, lived many places. When I am gone, when you have slain me and broken my bloodline, you will be free. If the villagers don't get to you first, I wanted those lamps. Find me.